Simon Shin. She is Sadr Shechon and Matzah Shabbos. The person from Masadr is Teba and Matzah Shabbos. Only one Sif. The Mechaber says, La'olim Masadr Adam Shechon. The person is always Masadr. It says Teba and Matzah Shabbos. To allow the Shabbos to accompany the Shabbos out. Fula in a Tzarech El Gzayis. Even if he's only holding by eating a Gzayis. This is the Makar from the Indian of Malava Malka. To eat an extra Suda on Matzah Shabbos. To allow the Shabbos Malka out. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because the same way you have to mechabed Shabbos on the way in, b'knis also, in the same way you have to mechabed b'yitzias on the way out. The same way a person, he comes to greet the melech when he comes, the king comes, he's also malav with the melech on the way out of the city. And that's why Mishnah Berurah says, good to be makdim the suda to have it earlier on Matzah Shabbos, shortly after Shabbos, because the way they malav with somebody is on the way out, not after they're already long gone and you already got involved in other things. And that's why one should preferably malav malka close to the Shabbos. And if he's not hungry, eat then, he can't eat then. So upon him, at least, he should not be Isaac in any malach kavua and get too deeply involved in anything else until he's Mekayim the Suda. And Mr. Brewer brings from the Shari Tshuva that if that's not possible, at least the person should very be careful not to postpone Lav Malka till after Chatzos. Now, Yisad Adam Shechonai really means to set the table. And indeed, Mr. Brewer says you should put a tablecloth down the table, there are covered, and other things you do when you set a table should be done. You don't have to cook special food, special for Lav Malka, or prepare more food than the amount you're holding by eating. The Gemara is mashma that preferably you should wash from Moitzi Lam Lamako, Lachatchila, just like the other suits of Shabbos that you should wash from Moitzi. It's also mashma, Lachatchila, it's good to have either meat or some other cooked food if you have available for yourself on Matzah Shabbos Lam Lamako. If you don't have any available, like we said, you don't have to cook extra from Lam Lamako, or let's say someone's full, it'll be a Shal Vachila Gasa if he pushes himself to eat too much, especially in the summer, we have Shal Shuras late. So then, you should do the most he could. If you can wash a mitzvah, at least have a gezayis, you should eat, wash a mitzvah. If he's not up to that, that'll be too much for him. You should have mezonos. If you can't have mezonos, then at least you should have pears, you should have fruit. The story is told that Blazer Silver Zatzal, the Rav of Cincinnati, was once in Eretz Yisrael by the Brisker Rav, and he was avayed there from Lav Malka. And he saw they took out, they put on the table all the choshva foods and things that they had available. And then Brisker Rav washed, ate a gezayis, or a small amount of bread, a small amount of challah, and then he was done, and then he benched. And then Blazer Silver asked Biskarov, why you sell these things up on the table? If you weren't really planning on eating all of them, you only plan on eating a little bit of challah. The Biskarov told him that, it says, La'olim is sadar olim shechon, the prisoner should set the table Matzah Shabbos, afilu en etzarech le gezayis. Means even if you only plan to eat gezayis or challah, he set the table up nicely in the mechubah de gawai. He explained that by the Shabbos suda, there's two inyanim, covered Shabbos and oinig Shabbos. When it comes to Lav Malka, no longer do we have the inyan of oinig Shabbos, because Shabbos is over, but we still have the inyan of covered Shabbos, the mechabed Shabbos, on the way out. And that's why I set the table nicely. It's covered Shabbos. They only ate a kezayis because there's no Indian of Oynig Shabbos by Malav Malka. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Kamonim, the early Svarim, the Friedrich say there's one limb in the person, it's called Naschoi. And this Eva, this limb in the person, stays Kayim after the person is Nifter, when in the kever, in the grave, Tutchias Mason, even after everything else about the person's body is very rotten. And this limb, this Naschoi, it's only Nenef Machila by Malav Malka. It doesn't have any benefit, it doesn't grow, it doesn't gain from Machila any other time besides Malav Malka. So it's very important to nourish about Malav Malka, because this is what a person needs. It's Chis HaMesim one day, but Hashem will start from this Ever. Still, Mishnah Berurah says, the Suda is not Achiyav, like the Shalosh Suda is of Shabbos, where there's Nesmachta on the Pasuk for them. Echlu HaYoyim, Shabbos Yom Hashem, HaYoyim Lam Sitzu Basada, there's only three times HaYoyim. Here, it's not Achiyav, like those three. It's a Mitzvah Alma, and therefore someone doesn't have enough food, or doesn't have enough Keichas, and Mekayim, all of them. The three Suda's of Shabbos, including Shalosh Suda's, have Kadima over Malav Malka. And because of Malav Shabbos out on the way out, that's where someone like candles on Matzah Shabbos more than during the week, Mishnah Berurah says, and also say Piyutim and sings Miras after Avdala. Simon Shin Aleph. The Eza Kelim Mutalotz B'Shabbos V'Eza Me'an Asurim. The title of the Simon denotes that it's going to be discussing which Kelim a person could have, could take out on Shabbos with him, and which ones he can't, what's the problem of carrying, if he wears certain things on him, it's allowed, wearing begotten regular clothing, and tachshitim and jewelry, certain things are a problem of carrying on Shabbos. But the beginning of the Simon actually discusses something else. So if Aleph ain't Loritz B'Shabbos, not allowed to run on Shabbos, unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, like running to Shul, or something like that, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Chibatim, Asayis, Terechach, Vidashim, that the drachim of Shabbos, the way you go on Shabbos, you're different than during the week. During the week, a person runs to his business, to his Esek Shabbos, you should walk more calm, slowly. Even during the week, one should not do a Psiya Gasa, you should not walk too fast, takes away 1/500, the person's Ma'arinayim, the person's vision. But Shabbos, besides being an Inyan, it's also Isser. From this Pasuk, Chibatim, Asayis, Terechach, Mimtzachav, Tzachav, Davidover, we can eventually learn Mitzvah, all of them, but here we learn Asayis, Terechach, the Derech of Shabbos, you're different than the Derech of Chol. Even if during the week one runs, Shabbos one should not run, he should walk in a pleasant way.